It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Greene. Good morning. The government has just released its jobs report for December, and there's no getting around it. These are disappointing numbers. The economy added far fewer jobs than expected, just 74,000. And while the unemployment rate did fall to 6.7%, this was largely because so many people dropped out of the labor force. Joining us to discuss the report's NPR's Yuki Noguchi. Good morning, Yuki.
Good morning, David.
So this really bucked expectations. Economists were thinking that, that things would look better than this. What happened?
Yeah, you know, that whole thing about the expecting the job market to gain steam, you know, that didn't happen. That the job market would add 200,000 jobs, that really didn't happen either. So the fact is that the numbers came in at less than half that, 74,000, as you said. And really, the main reason you saw the unemployment rate drop unexpectedly is because so many people retired or gave up looking for work.
So on its face, it looks like good news, but not necessarily
not so much, if you dig in.
Well, I mean, any underlying reason that they could explain why these numbers were so far off what economists were predicting?
There's no easy or clear explanation. You know, there was a lot of optimism because economic growth looked strong, other surveys showed employment growth, trade numbers looked good, and even the Federal Reserve saw fit to start tapering some stimulus, which is why this was a surprise. It's unwise, though, to read too much into a single month. These numbers get revised later, sometimes by quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So really what matters is the underlying trend. That said, you'll find two schools of thought here. One is that the report is, for whatever reason, an aberration. Maybe it's because the cold weather kept people from looking for work, or perhaps it's some seasonal factors.
So that's one. What's one school of thought?
Yes. The other school is that there's a systemic and persistent problem here. Those folks would say that the quality of jobs added is not good. Last month, it was mostly in the retail trade. And, you know, generally people have lost faith in work. You have the lowest labor force participation rate in well over three decades. And just over half, 58.6% of adults in this country are working. In normal times, that's about 5 percentage points higher.
Well, let me ask you if you can help people understand the unemployment rate, which is such an important number that people look to. It falls to 6.7%, but we're saying that it's really in many ways an optical illusion because people left the workforce, so the workforce actually shrank. Explain this to me. What's happening?
Yeah, so the workforce is made up of people who are working or looking for work. So you need to be at least looking for work in order to be considered part of the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, baby boomers are retiring at roughly a rate of 100,000 people a month, and that's just a natural demographic change.
Which takes some people out of the workforce.
Exactly.
When they retire.
But last month, 347,000 people dropped out of the workforce, which means there are a lot of other people who left the workforce, and we don't really know why. The assumption is that a large number of those people got discouraged and gave up, and they're not considered unemployed anymore, and it's not because they've gotten jobs, it's because they've moved into this kind of shadow world where their lack of work is no longer counted. So that's why the drop in unemployment is at least partially an illusion.
And you know, Yuki, Congress is having this big debate right now over whether or not to extend jobless benefits for the so-called long-term unemployed. I mean, if you're talking about a lot of people leaving the workforce, does the number of people who they're talking about extending benefits to change now?
Well, the number of long-term unemployed did decline a little bit, but it still remained near 4 million people. Those people have been looking for work for more than 6 months. What would be interesting to see if benefits are not extended is what happens next month. You have to be looking for work in order to receive jobless benefits. And so it could be that some of those people stop looking, in which case you might see even more people getting discouraged and dropping out of the labor force.
So if the people don't receive those benefits, that could affect their decision as to whether to keep looking for a job or not.
That's right.
All right. NPR's business correspondent, Yuki Noguchi, talking to us about some disappointing jobs numbers from the government out today. Thanks, Yuki.
Thank you.